This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Day 16. How to pray when the lights are on, but nobody's home. Hear Psalm 77 sung to the tune of God Moves in a Mysterious Way, and sing along.
I cried out to my God for help. I cried for God to hear. When in distress I sought the Lord, no comfort was found near. All night I stretched untiring. My soul could only moan. I mused, my spirit grew more faint, remembered God with groans. You kept my eyes from closing, Lord, to trouble into speak. My songs remembered in the night bring memory to my heart. My spirit does inquire of God with musing questions start. Will God His favor gone? Has His unfailing love now failed? His promise trusted long? Has God forgotten to be kind and merciful to me? Your miracles of old. I'll meditate on all your works, your mighty deeds once told. Your ways, O God, are holy, and no God's great as our God. The waters sought you when they shook, the waters saw with fear, the very depths
Consider this. Yesterday in my reflection, I mentioned Pete Gregg, one of the founders of a worldwide prayer movement. If you want to read a page-turner treatment of that story, take a look at Red Moon Rising, how 24/7 prayer is awakening a generation. More surprising, though, is the title of Gregg's next book, God on Mute, Engaging the Silence of Unanswered Prayer. Song 77 is all about that second title. Jesus was clear about this. Remember when he told the story about trying to wake someone up late at night to get some food to help another friend in need? The man responded to the knocking with this helpful reply, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything." Luke 11:7. The point of the story was to create a comparison and a contrast. First, for the comparison. At times, it's going to feel as though your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling, that the lights are on, but nobody's home, or at least they don't want to get out of bed. The contrast? God is nothing like the guy who doesn't want to get out of bed. The big point, never stop asking, seeking, and knocking. Do not despair. God is working. Song 77 makes a decisive turn with this line. "And then I thought, it is my grief and my infirmity. I will appeal to God's right hand the years that I can see." It's as if he reasoned with himself that all this despair about being forgotten and rejected by God was not really about God, but his own grief and infirmity. Far from a double down on the effort because I don't have enough faith approach, the singer begins to ask, seek, and knock. With a new tactic, memory. The lyrics to the song make a beeline straight to the Red Sea. But note, the psalmist pitches his tent on the far side of the sea. Pure brilliance. Your path led through the mighty sea, your way through waters deep. And though your footprints were not seen, your people you did keep. The best predictor of future performance is past performance. Though the old adage is often not true with people, it's always true with God. Yesterday, today, forever. Never give up. There's a campsite still here with plenty of room for you to pitch your tent for a while. Ask yourself, share with another, are you feeling as if God is on mute when it comes to your prayers of late? Try to remember a past story or sign of the faithfulness of God in your life. Now try singing this song. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.